Really?
It's had to get a little different today, Miss Park. How you feeling?
Oh, I was better until I heard that.
Well, oh my goodness. You know how people can get the feeling even better? During Black History Month, you can do your greatest thing by supporting a Black-owned business.
That's true.
www.watch4thehook.com. Nancy Greater Me is waiting on you all.
I love that sweatshirt.
I mean, I love the phrase, and I'm just glad and grateful we were able to come up with it together.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it just, like, embodies me.
Yeah.
Just me, you know?
I remember you talked about a post. I mean, they used to wear that legacy behavior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. I think that might be coming next.
Hey, well, you heard it here first.
I like it.
Appreciate you all tuning in with us on another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Hey, it's Ms. Parker's over there trying to clear her throat real quick. We want to just thank y'all.
In the midst of taking a drink, a gulp.
Gotcha, okay. A gulp. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. We just wanted to thank you all for tuning in once again, because we know you can spend the most valuable thing that you have, which is your time, anywhere you wanted to. But we wanted to give y'all some gratitude and thank yous for just tuning in with us and rocking and hooking up with us as always. So today we're going to talk about fees. And, you know, as being business owners, we've dealt with fees that are associated with our businesses. You know, a lot of times people don't understand taxes are fees.
Yep.
Other fees that can be associated with it are processing fees.
Yep.
Y'all ever notice, you know, when you're doing a transaction and these companies for these credit cards or business lines, and 27% processing fee.
Or they charge a fee. Like if you're even paying for something, they charge a fee. Or if you do credit card, it's going to be an additional 3%. Or, you know, it's just like crazy.
And
and it's a processing fee, yeah.
And you're wondering, well, why does that get passed down to me, customer? You know why? Because you're the last end of the chain. So, like you said, being business owners, like I said, we run an apparel line. We have all kind of fees that are associated with getting our products, maintaining our products, advertising our products.
Yeah.
Even shipping off our products.
I was going to say getting the product to the customer.
There are fees everywhere. Mostly, the end result will be like the manufacturer or business will just pass those fees down to the consumer, which means they'll just increase their price.
Yes.
That's why you will go into a certain stores that sell apparel and you'll pay $40 for a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It ain't just because of the brand it is. It ain't because what store it looks
like. Luxury brand.
Yeah, luxury brand. Yeah, I got some more shit about that. But, you know, it's not just about the name or the logo on a tag. It's not about even the store where it's located.
Mm-mm.
It's also about making money.
Yes.
Well, how do you make money? I charge folks.
Yeah. Increases.
That t-shirt.
More increases.
That t-shirt or product didn't get to that store for free.
Nope.
Somebody had to pay somebody else to get it there. Somebody had to pay somebody else to make that product.
Yeah.
So guess what happens? All those makes and processes and product manipulation and movement, all those cost what?
Money. Shit rolls downhill.
And you're at the bottom of the customer. You are flat out at the bottom.
You're the last stop on the railway.
And we are customers ourselves. Not just being customers ourselves.
We have to purchase for whatever reason. So, exactly. Yes, we too are a customer. We will forever be a customer until we would start growing, until we got a farm in the backyard or something. I don't know. And then we can make our own cotton. Yeah, we'll forever be a customer. That's it.
That should be a new shirt too. Forever a customer. Because you stuck. You stuck like Chuck.
There's no way out.
Yeah, there's no way out of being a customer. So, you know. And like I said, we're talking about these fees. And like I said, one of the biggest things that happens with those fees that come associated, all the stuff that goes on in the world, talking about right now, eggs is $27 an 18 count or whatever.
Hey, is it really that much?
I don't know. We bought eggs a few weeks ago, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We just look at the grand total at the end of the day, what we bought, and say, fuck it.
Ain't no eggs around here.
And listen, we're not making it even light of people, you know, they got to be on a budget.
Shoot, we on a budget.
I know we on a budget, but there's some people on a budget.
There's a budget within the budget. Y'all need a budget within the budget, but...
You have that already.
I know, so I need a third layer to the budget. But the reason I have that third layer removed is because if I don't get everything I need for shopping for the week to, you know, cook dinner and stuff for four people, now I'm stuck spending three times the amount at a restaurant.
Yeah. People ain't realize you're paying fees at the grocery store. So don't think it's not even just the county tax, the city tax.
Processing.
Yeah, processing fee tax. No. Everything you touch has a fee already attached.
It does. It absolutely does.
I mean, there's nothing. I mean, your furniture, car, your liquor, everything got a fee already attached.
LICCA.
LICCA, liquor. Everything got a fee attached to it. And most companies just up their price to take care of their fees.
Absolutely. Because what you're not going to do is eat into my profit margin.
Yeah. And even like for us, so we got some, we got items on sale on the website. And we can put items on sale on the website because they already been paid for.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact. So that money has already been what? Spent.
Yeah. It's already been put out there in the world and it's matriculated and circulated and probably back in somebody else's hands by now.
Exactly. And so even still with us, we took a different route. When we started doing free shipping.
Yeah.
And so, just keeping it transparent, we actually really didn't increase our pricing.
No, we didn't.
Which, if you're being a profitable business, might be a knock in the knee.
Yeah, a not so smart or savvy move to make.
But for us, we had to look at it as a small minority-owned business. We already two levels deep in the you behind the eight ball category.
Small minority, actually three. Business.
Yeah, so three holes.
Yeah.
We had to take a hard look at ourselves and say, man, you know, we increased this price too much. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with us.
No, you're gonna lose your customer at that point.
Exactly.
So you take one for the team. Yeah. You lose a little bit of profit to keep a customer.
Yeah.
A returning customer. That's what you want.
And we did that because of a fee.
Yeah.
Shipping fee. And I'm gonna tell y'all, and Ms. Parker can attest, shipping something in 2025, damn sure ain't the same price in 2020.
Mm-mm.
It ain't nowhere near close.
No, it's not.
Even if you're using, you know, I'm going to do a little name dropping, USPS, UPS, DHL.
FedEx.
All of them didn't increase.
Yeah.
I mean, they've increased since last year.
Mm-hmm.
We only in February.
They probably increased since yesterday.
Exactly. And so,
because they just change the price of the stamps whenever they feel like it.
Just don't nobody buy.
I have not figured out the reasoning behind it. And funny story here.
You know why they went up on the price of stamps? Competition.
Okay.
Just think about it. You just, how many companies did we just name?
Four.
What do they all do?
Ship.
They all competitors.
Yeah. But so, you messed up my story.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. Okay. I said funny story. Oh. And you interjected.
Well, go on, give me that funny story. I want to hear this little
this
funny
laughable
story.
Tidbit.
Yeah, break it down for us, Nick Parker.
Oh, funny story. Back to the stamps before I was interrupted. No, seriously. So I went in because we hardly ever use stamps, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have our reasons, right? It ain't nothing political. It ain't nothing crazy. It's like, you know, you use a stamp to mail something off, people steal your stuff, period, right? That's just it in a nutshell.
That's a whole nutshell.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. So me, because I hardly ever use them, I went into USPS, right? Yes, USPS. I had the
United States Parcel Service.
Yeah.
Postal parcel.
Yeah.
One
deal. Either way, those people, right? And I said, hey, can I buy 10 stamps, right? Because I never use them. 10 stamps will last me a year.
Yeah, because you just mailing off little stuff at a time.
When I probably birthday cards to my nephew.
Birthday cards and bills.
Yeah.
Most I would be.
Yeah, and bills are really infrequent because I usually do that online. Yeah, so I can see automated. The immediate transaction, right?
Yep.
So I said, can I get 10 stamps? The lady said, no, you cannot get 10 stamps. I looked at her so confused. I'm like, what did I do wrong? She was like, we only sell them by a book of 20. I said, well, can I get 20 stamps? So now they're like, the price has gone up, right?
How much did them 20 stamps cost you?
Listen, I don't know. By this time, I was over it.
you had mentally checked out at the counter. Out,
yeah. Yeah, I had mentally checked out at the counter. And I did that because the lady tells me I can't just simply buy 10 stamps. We only sell them by a book of 20. So for me, that's letting me know, hey, people aren't really buying them, right? B, they can't get rid of them quick enough before they change the damn price, right? Because
mm-hmm.
their price is usually on that stamp, or it used to be 41 cents, 59 cents, 69 cents. It used to be on there. I don't even remember. That's just how little I look at stamps.
Child,
I don't even remember. But they're like forcing you to buy a certain amount, which if, to me, if they're forcing you to have a minimum order quantity, right? They're forcing you into an MOQ. That means they've changed how they're producing it.
You remember that? You remember that monster they called it?
What?
COVID.
That's what I was going to say. You talking about Dorona. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah.
What we've been saying, world ain't been the same
Mm-mm.
since.
Mm-mm.
You know why they made you start buying 20 instead of 10? Because at one point, so nobody walked their ass in the post
right,
office.
Right. They're like, we got to recoup. We got to make up. Mm-hmm.
Fees.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fee for even not coming in there.
We're going to charge you triple next time. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
I mean, your story just sit there and told. There was a fee associated with the USPS not even being able to be open to take customers. Mm-hmm. So during that downtime of COVID, they said, man, we got to hit back hard.
That's why I wanted to share my story.
You just told it.
Yeah.
You told a flat out truth. The world is different because of something that happened. Now we're in 2025. This incident started, well, a lot of people didn't realize, like 2019.
It started in 19.
And, you know.
December. I can probably pinpoint it to December specifically because my brother and my uncle were sick. They were hospitalized. And my uncle was put in ICU for some days.
And as we're recording this on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all track how many folk come back sick from New Orleans.
Child, we hear that. Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, that's why I wanted to share my funny story. Because I'm like, they are literally slapping you at the counter with an MOQ, right? For you to buy a stamp.
Just to mail off something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, and I ain't going to date myself.
Mm.
I remember when stamps had a single digit. No, I'm dead serious.
Like, I can honestly.
I remember stamps.
I can remember when the stamp was like 19 cents.
Yeah.
Like 21 cents. Yeah. And this has not been long because, y'all, I'm only like 23.
She is so not. Yeah, she 23, folks. Yeah, I'm going to leave that right there. She 23. No, dead cap serious, for real.
Yeah.
The fees.
I remember that.
I mean, even right now, we talking about it's Super Bowl Sunday. Right now, they are charging $8 million per Super Bowl ad for 30 seconds.
Right.
Folks, that's a fee. $8 million for 30 seconds.
Yeah, it is.
But you know why they're doing it? Because the Super Bowl is now seen by billions.
Right. They're charging you millions.
Be seen by billions.
To get the visibility of billions.
If you got a spare $8 million,
you got a cool $8 million.
But like I told
them, let me get $20.
But like I told them, you know, hey, you know, shout out to these folks that don't give a fuck about DEI. But if you want to waste $8 million, you can give me a little bit of some ad money on whatever you want to waste your time on. I guarantee you.
Somebody, I just want to buy $20.
Hey, if somebody gave me and Miss Parker a sponsored ad, we'll make it worth your while. Also,
okay.
Also, I'm gonna make it worth your while. Podcast money merch is still available. www.watch4thehunt.com. Hey, we are still available for those who are thinking about stepping into the realm of being entrepreneurs. I know right now it's rough. Child, listen. We white knuckling it. We hanging on.
Okay, fingertips.
And we know right now a lot of people are like, man, ain't no way in hell to take this chance. It is a lot. But the call is free. Me and Ms. Parker will give up to 30 minutes of our most valuable thing. We can't get back our time to see if you want to go down this journey. We already got the course. The course has been ready.
Right.
The course is out there on the website. But we telling y'all this because we giving y'all what we didn't have, a strategy, plan. I'm telling y'all, we free for all this thing. We still kind of in free for all, but we got a little better control of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We got the plane stabilized. We gliding. We trying to figure out how do we still maintain what we got and help others that want to go on this flight and not have the problems we had. So once again, podcast, money, and merch, www.watch4thehunt.com. Click that free informational call, discovery call, and just sit down and talk with us. But back to the feed.
Yeah. But I love to talk to people.
True. Because guess what? We all got to share this information.
Yeah, we do. To share.
Closed mouths don't get me.
Nope. We have really been I think my story summed it up for us, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you did. I mean, you really hit them with a hook.
Yeah, that's my story.
I hit with a hook.
Yeah, so I did.
You come get 10, you got to get 20.
I was up there looking crazy. I was thinking to myself again, remember, man, I'm going to have these stems for 2 years. By the time I get done, get rid of them, I'm going to have to double them up. The price is going to go up again.
Yeah, you can't even poke. You can't send it off. But yeah, but now, Ms. Parker, I really appreciate you. You know, hey, and folks, man, check this out. We are going to try to stay as true to our customer base as we can. Like I say, right now, we keeping it $100. That sweatshirt, Lexi Gray to me, $35. That's a steal.
Yeah.
For a unique, one-of-a-kind item. And shout out to those who already purchased and those who want to purchase.
Share your pictures with us.
Put a review up. Oh, no, man. Just let everybody know how great it is. You know, we ain't going to ask for too many CTAs, call to actions, because we just need really one.
Yeah.
Biggest call to action, hook up with us.
Right.
Catch y'all next time.